stood back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Thursday, March 27th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Opening day for the Detroit Tigers in L.A., California tonight. 9 o'clock, I believe, is game time on the West Coast. 6 o'clock out there in Los Angeles. Tarek Skubal, our best pitcher, Cy Young Award winner last year, going to go up against the World Series champions. It is here. Lord God, I ask that you get rid of the snow, you get rid of the cold weather. The Tigers are playing, no more snow. It's over. We are fed up with it. We want spring to happen. So, Lord, please grant our prayers and absolutely have the Tigers play the best game of their life ever tonight. Can't wait to see the 26-man roster. Cuts were made yesterday. They announced it. I did not want to see it. I'm going to watch it later tonight. I'm recording it. Going to watch it later tonight. I'm excited. Man, this is the best day of the year. Opening day, Detroit Tigers. Even got hot dogs in reserve for later tonight. Yes, I'm going to gain weight tonight. Absolutely. Also, 6 o'clock, Vicky and I are going to the grand opening of Season 5 of The Chosen. We bought our tickets for the IMAX Theater. The first two episodes of Season 5 air tonight. Then next Friday, the Part 2 opening. That's going to have actually three episodes. And then it finishes off the following Friday, April the 11th, with the final 6, 7, and 8 episodes of Season 5. We are going to consume the entire season over the next 3 weeks at the movie theaters. We're going to help support The Chosen, get them some revenue, because they, believe it or not, even though Season 5 is coming out at the theaters right now first, before it goes into Amazon Prime, they are going to start shooting Season 6 next month. Month of April, they're going to be back actually shooting the next season already. There's only going to be 7 seasons. This Season 5 is totally about Holy Week. Tonight we're going to see Jesus ride in to Jerusalem on a donkey, being waved at with palm leaves, branches, and singing Hosanna. I can't wait. I am so excited about this. This is going to be phenomenal. Now, if you didn't get the tickets for the early big screen showing tonight. You can get it at the regular theater starting tomorrow, Friday, through, I believe, all of next week. And then they'll be coming out next week with part two, and the following week is part three. If you don't know anything about it, you can binge watch it on Amazon Prime, Prime Video, YouTube. You can find it all over the place, the app. You can watch seasons one through four, and then this week, see part one of season five. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Better go get some more coffee. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Quote of the day yesterday, Hump Day Wednesday, comes from the Republican House Speaker Matt Hall. When asked to explain why he has not had a face-to-face meeting yet with the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, they're working on the budget. It's the end of March. The Speaker of the House has not yet had a face-to-face meeting with the Senate Majority Leader in the Senate. They've got to work together on passing a budget that they can send to the governor for signature. It's opening day of the Detroit Tigers' regular baseball season, and they haven't had a face-to-face. So what did Matt Hall say that made quote of the day? Who knows where she is? They're not in session. And actually, she was last seen with Grimace. Who the heck is Grimace? Grimace is the character from McDonald's fame. With last week, they had an anniversary of the Ronald McDonald House in Lansing. So a lot of the characters from Ronald McDonald House came to the Capitol, and Winnie Brinks got her picture taken with Grimace. You know, I'm getting more and more respect for Speaker of the House Matt Hall. We've had our differences. We've had our disagreements. He really ticked me off when I took off from doing this show a few years ago back in 2020, drove all the way to Lansing, got there early. As a matter of fact, got there so early that I was able to go to the businessman's suit store downtown Lansing across from the Capitol. Went in there and bought myself a $100 dress shirt. Had them press it for me so that I would have a brand new crisp dress shirt, white dress shirt with my red silk tie and my navy suit. Got there early to the Bogie building to testify before Matt Hall, who was then the chairman of the House Oversight Committee back in 2020, and State Senator Ed McBroom, who was the chairman of the Oversight Committee in the Senate, and their members. It was a joint session of oversight committees between House and Senate. And Matt Hall refused to take public comment. Sorry, Trucker, we're not taking any public comment. Turned around and walked away from me. I was so mad, I literally wanted to punch him right in the face. But I didn't. I stayed and sat through the hearing, and guess why they chose not to do public comment? Because they had three county clerks lined up via Zoom on these big TV screens, three of them, for each one of the clerks to come and give testimony about what the heck happened in the November 2020 election. And guess who the three county clerks were? Lisa Posthumus Lyons, Republican, quote unquote, in Kent County. The communist county clerk from Ingham, Byram, former state representative, far left winger, county clerk for Ingham County. And Cheryl Guy from Antrim County, Michigan. My very own county clerk who screwed up our election. So the committees together between the House Oversight and the Senate Oversight, between Matt Hall chairing House, Ed McBroom chairing the Senate committee, chose to put a far right winger, in their opinion, Posthumus, and the far left winger, Byram, from Ingham County, on both sides of who was front and center? Center screen, Cheryl Guy. And they started asking questions. Well, they let Posthumus go first, then Byram, then Cheryl Guy went last. And out of those three clerks, you know who was stumbling and bumbling and didn't know a lot of the answers to the questions she got? You got it. Cheryl Guy. Now, one of the things that was very, very interesting in that testimony was how they each described the events of the November election that night. Everything went normal in Kent County for Lyons. Everything went normal in Ingham County for Byron, the liberal communist Democrat clerk. And Cheryl Guy said before they went to bed at about 4 o'clock that next morning, it appeared everything went fine. Well, then the question started coming in. When did you know? When did you learn? When did you first become made aware of something was wrong in your county? You know what Cheryl Guy's answer was? My deputy clerk, Connie Wing, called me when I was at the drive-thru at McDonald's the next morning. You know how Connie Wing came to find out about the problem? I called her from the rooftop of Cobo Hall at 8:30 when the office opened.
Good morning, Antrim County Clerk's Office.
Oh, late night, eh, Connie? Yeah, Randy. She had my caller ID. She knew who it was. She says, yeah, we were here all night, barely got some sleep. I'm the first one in the office. Connie, got a question for you. Did you look at the numbers before you reported them to Jocelyn Benson, before you uploaded them to the Secretary of State's website? What do you mean, look at the numbers? Did you look at the numbers for Biden and Trump? For John James and Gary Peters for U.S. Senate? Did you even bother to look at the numbers for Congressman Jack Bergman and the Democrat up in the UP that I didn't even know the guy's name? Did you look at the numbers? Well, no, we didn't look at them. They were all on flash drives. We uploaded them and we went home. Okay, so did you use a calculator? Randy, we stopped using calculators 20 years ago. I said, Connie, you know that little paper adding machine you have on your desk there? She goes, yeah. I said, can you turn it on for me? I heard her turn it on. I heard her clear it, ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. I said, do the numbers. Do the percentage of numbers for Donald Trump versus Biden in our Antrim County that you submitted to Jocelyn Benson's results computer in Lansing. Bing, da-da-da-da, bing, click. Oh, my God. Yeah. Donald Trump got 33%. Joe Biden got 67% in Antrim County. And you think that's right? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Guess what? Take the numbers down. I got a text message in my phone of a map of the entire country. The state of Michigan went for Biden, including Antrim County is colored in blue tonight. I've got it in my phone, Connie. It was sent to me by the New York Post, New York Slimes, Epoch Times, Washington Compost. Somebody sent it to me. I forgot which reporter it was. Is this Trucker Randy from Antrim County? Yes. Would you like to make a comment about Joe Biden winning your county tonight? It didn't happen. Am I being punked? What the heck? Well, how do you know Biden didn't win? I know because there was no Biden signs in the county. And I joked with him. I said, you know why? Because I stole all the Biden signs. Can I put that in the article? Yeah, go ahead and put it in the article. Whatever. I started calling them at 1:30 in the morning. Now, see, you have to understand something real bottom line here. Every election since 2010, Brian Summerfield and I were on the radio. We were working together in 2010 and 2012 when we started doing election night results. I then, as a result of election night shows, I have every single county clerk stored in my phone. In our first district listening area of then 94.5 WYPV out of Mackinac City. Every clerk knew Randy was on the air doing an election night show. Randy would be calling in asking for the numbers so that they could talk about it on the radio. Every single election, 2010, 2012, 2014, 2016, I would be on the radio and calling in. When I called Antrim County during those years, Connie answered the phone every single time on probably the second or third ring, unless she was busy. I'd leave her a message. She'd call me back. 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever time it was. They thought I was on the radio. I started calling at 1:30, no answer. 1:45, 2 o'clock, 2:15, 2:30. Every 15 minutes, I was calling Antrim County Clerk's number. No answer, no answer, no answer. They think I'm on the radio. They don't know I'm in the basement of Cobalt Hall. They don't know that. I looked at Quebec. I looked at Christina Caramo. I looked at Roseanne Pankowski, Michigan Conservative Coalition. I said, why is my county not answering the phone? Well, 8:30, she finally answered. Then I said to her, the one last thing, I'll let you go, Connie. If you can't take the numbers down, can you at least figure out what went wrong? She said, I'm on it, Randy. I got to go, and hung up. She then turned around and called Cheryl Guy on her cell phone, who was getting coffee, breakfast, whatever, at the McDonald's on M88 in downtown Bel Air. And then the NBC Nightly News Lester Holt story, which aired on October 28th, 2024, national news story, according to Gabe Gutierrez, reported that Cheryl Guy and her staff found and discovered the mistake on their own. No, they did not. That was a bald-faced lie when he said it. They didn't find it on their own. Bill Bailey and I and others were calling constantly trying to get through to him. There's no way that Joe Biden won the county that night. It didn't happen. Something happened in that office. What was it? How did it happen? Well, guess what? The bottom line, and I talked about it with Pat Kobach yesterday on the show, get his book. Go to mystore.com, search for The Coup 2020. What happened, and what do we do now? Put in the promo code Meddling Kids and get a 20% discount. Read the book. Antrim County's forensic audit that was done on December 6th, later that year, 2020, that Sunday morning, that forensic audit report information is in the book. We know exactly what happened. And then in the NBC Nightly News story, she felt betrayed and used. Yeah, Cheryl, who exactly betrayed you? Was it your deputy clerk, Connie Wing, or was it Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State in Lansing? How exactly were you manipulated? How were you betrayed? How were you used? I'm going to play that news story for you in the next segment. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan.